Hey guys, thanks for downloading my little podcast. Before we start the show, I do need to give you a content advisory. When I've done that in the past, I'd say the show in question is maybe a soft R. This is probably closer to a soft NC-17, but it's just sexy bits. It's nothing violent or gross like that. And if you're like me, you're probably more freaked out by violent stuff anyway. Also, I want to remind you that our secrets hotline is back up and running. If you have a secret that's weighing you down, you can get it off your chest and call 641-715-3900. Then dial 55403 and the pound sign, or hash for our British friends. Cal, I'm very flattered by your message, and I'm glad you left a secret, but you know I can't broadcast that, right? Instead, I'm going to play something from another anonymous listener.
I have been in a somewhat strange situation. I've been in a relationship for 4.5 years now. The whole sexual experience had completely dried up, and I had an affair. And I contracted HIV, and yeah. So I've been trying to explain why I don't want to have sex anymore at all. At a certain point, I decided that I couldn't just say anymore, I'm not in the mood. So while at a diner one night, I decided to spill hot coffee on my crotch to give myself an excuse.
To leave your secret, call 641-715-3900, then 55403 and pound. I promise we won't broadcast any identifiable details unless you ask us to. Okay, let's start the show.
The Super Chat. All callers must be 18 years of age or older. If you are not 18, you must hang up now. Enter at your own risk. Never give out any personal information, such as your real full name, your phone number, or your address. Press 1 now to come on in.
You're at the main menu. For our one-on-one introductions, press 1. Get to the party rooms by pressing 2. Match and chat is on 3. Our quiet corner is on 6. Get system information, you're in the quiet corner. When you're done here and ready to rejoin the party, press the pound key.
I guess the quiet corner means it's quiet, like there's no people here. So I'm going to go to Match and Chat.
This is where we match you up one-on-one with other party people. To move on to the next person, press 1. Straight men, press 1. Straight women, press 2. Gay men, press 3. Gay women, press 4. Do it now. You've been matched. Say hello.
Hello?
Hello?
What is?
My name is Julia. I work for a radio show, and someone just gave me this phone
number. Your one-on-one conference has ended. You've been matched. Say hello.
Hello?
Hello. What's up? Where are you from? What are you doing up on here?
Well, I work for a radio show, and I was investigating it for the radio show.
Oh, yeah?
Have you been on here before?
Yeah, I have. Because I like to meet up with women.
Does it work?
Yes, it works great, actually.
Is it all just phone sex, basically?
Nah, it's all about meeting up for me. I love to meet up. I love to see who I'm talking to. I've met up with probably about 7-8 different women already.
But do you actually, like, talk to people?
Yeah, of course, yes.
I mean, why not just, like, call your friends?
Because I want to meet a new friend, that's why. I love meeting anonymous women. I like to get my dick wet. I love busting nuts.
Women actually want to have sex with you when you talk like this?
Oh, they love it. They get turned on. Women love it when you talk to them straight up, you know? I don't like to be around the bush. I mean, you can come over here and you can find out.
Do you have girlfriends ever?
Nah. I don't like having girlfriends. I don't want a girlfriend because I'm not going to be able to stay faithful.
But don't you want, like, the love and the intimacy of being with someone?
Nah. I like to fuck. I'm not the romantic type, spending my money on a girl. Mm-mm. There's no different sorts of women. They all have different brains. They all think different. But let me tell you this. Every woman all love the dick, okay? They all crave it. They all want it. You want it, too.
But you were just saying that every woman has a different idea about what they want.
Look, lady, all I can tell you is that I've had all different types of pussy. Good pussy, nasty pussy, stinky pussy, hairy pussy, not hairy pussy, black pussy, white pussy.
I mean, I'm not...
Asian pussy. I've had all different sorts of pussy, okay? Will you let me fuck you?
No, that's not why I'm here.
You wouldn't let me fuck you? Are you a freak?
I mean,
Are
I'm not...
Are you a freak? Well, we're going to talk about you, okay? It's time to talk about you now. You've known a lot about me, and now we're going to talk about you. Are you a freak? Are you a freak? Are you a freak?
I think I might need to move out of this single chat.
Yeah, right. If anything, your pussy's getting all wet.
You're a real nudge.
I'm a real what?
Very pushy.
That what?
You're very pushy.
Pushy?
Yeah, like someone that's pushy, like they're pushing you. They're pushy.
Well, maybe I am pushy. Maybe it's because I'm horny, that's why. Hold on real quick. I got a text message. Hold on. Wait a minute. I got a text message right now for some woman. She wants me to fuck her.
I thought that might be what you were going to say.
I love coming on here and meeting anonymous women, and I love fucking the shit out of them. So I hope you're recording that, and I hope you share it with everybody.
Okay, I think I'm going to go talk to somebody else, but thanks for talking.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been matched. Say hello.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? I'm Brian. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Julia.
Hey, Julia. So where are you calling out of? I'm in Santa Rosa.
I'm calling from Oakland, but Brian, I should tell you, so I'm doing this project for my friend's podcast, and so I'm recording this call because I was curious about this phone line.
Okay. So, there's nothing else that you're maybe interested in?
My main interest is just to talk to whoever's on here, really. But I have been on here one other time. So far as I could tell, almost everybody else was on here for phone sex, if that's what you're asking.
I'm taking it that's not what you're looking for, obviously.
No. Well, no. No.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
So, Julia, could you describe yourself, please?
I could. Could we do something where I tell you that and then I can ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm white. I have about 5'9", light brown hair, blue eyes. It's athletic build. Yeah.
All right. Sounds very nice. Well, I'm 6'6". I'm Irish and German. Slender but toned.
Do you use this phone line a lot?
I've used this phone line maybe 3 times in the last 4 or 5 months. Why
what
is that?
I'm just curious what you like about it.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm a spontaneous person. I'm very open-minded. So, I mean, I like the random, you know, the randomness of it. I find some of the conversations interesting. And, of course, you know, I won't lie to you. When a guy's horny, you know, it is sometimes a good place to come to to talk about erotic pleasures or whatever, you know. So, Julia, how old are you, if I may ask?
I am 27. How old are you?
33.
Are you actually 33?
Yeah, why?
Well, I get the reason I ask is because the way that you described your physical build, slender but still jacked, sounded so like the ideal man that I wasn't sure whether you were telling me the truth.
I have no reason to lie to you, but there again, I don't expect you to believe me. Let's just leave it at that. No, I've got to say that I admire and I'm rather fond of the way that you go about conversing. You're unique. I find that cool.
Well, thank you.
This friend that you're doing this podcast for, is he or she there with you now?
No, very good question. He's not. He'll listen to this later, but he's not here now.
So, are you by yourself or?
I am. I'm by myself. Are you married with any kids?
No, I'm not.
Do you want to have kids?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm open-minded. You know, kids aren't out of the question for me.
Mm.
So, back on what you're wearing, Julia?
I'm wearing a lot of clothes, so it's kind of, it's not that interesting, but I'm...
What do you have on your feet?
What do I have on my feet? I have some cotton socks.
How would you feel about a guy rubbing his cock between your feet and spraying a hot load of cum all over your bare feet?
I would probably feel fine about that because it's so utterly violating. It's my feet.
Okay. Billy, could you do me a favor? Could you remove your socks? Could you tell me what color your toenails are, please?
I'm going to remove my sock. They're not painted.
Are the soles of your feet really smooth or calloused or what?
There have been times in my life when they've been much more calloused, but I work an office job existence, so...
That wasn't there. I'd love to give you a sensual foot massage, and
what
as I may bluntly and boldly say, kiss and lick you from head to toes. Now, what were you going to ask?
Do you feel like you could articulate what it is about feet that you like, or is that impossible?
No, that's a good question. I think I've admired feet ever since I was a kid. Okay, I remember the first time I ever became attracted to a female's feet was my neighbor just down the road. I was like 8, 9 years old, and she was around the same age, and she had painted toenails, and I just remember her in sandals, and I found her feet to be attractive. I don't know if that makes any sense to you or not, but...
No, I mean, it makes sense. Like, it makes... I'm not particularly into feet, so it doesn't make that kind of sense to me, but it does, I don't know, make sense. Like, any attraction makes sense.
Julia, did you take your socks off? Are you now barefoot?
Well, I took one sock off. Should I take the other sock off?
Could you please?
Sure. Give me 1 second. Okay. I have no socks on. My feet are totally naked. Everything else is totally covered, but my feet are naked.
So could you try to fathom, if you would, taking your feet and watching the guy's rock-hard cock as he's completely aroused, stroking it in between the soles of your feet?
It doesn't really arouse me, just because I'd feel so far away from, like physically far away from my torso, does that make sense?
Have you, any of your sexual partners, have you ever had a guy that squirts like a sprinkler? I mean, because I literally squirt like a sprinkler when I come. I mean, a lot comes out.
Like a sprinkler? What do you mean, like the sort of like intermittent spewing?
An abundant amount, high volumes, generally
volumes.
Most all the time when I orgasm. I'm just curious, Julia, is there any chance you could take a picture of the soles of your feet and send it to me?
I could, although I am a little bit concerned about giving you my email address. Let's see if there's a way.
That's absolutely fine. I understand. It's fair enough.
You know.
Oh, baby, I'm going to come all over your beautiful bare feet.
Your one-on-one conference has ended. You've been matched. Say hello.
Hello?
Yes.
I am a producer for a radio show, and I'm recording this call because I was just trying out this phone number. I'm just trying to figure out what people use the phone number for.
see. What you think?
I don't know. I guess it was like totally naive. I thought maybe people just got on and like talked about. Obviously, they talked about hooking up, but I thought they talked about maybe other things.
You only talked to, I'm the first person you talked to?
No, I talked to another guy, and then I, like, paged through some other people, but it's just a bunch of dudes.
Yeah. You trying to hear girls, too?
No, I'm just trying to talk to people, but it's all dudes that sound like they're laying in their bed.
Yeah, of course.
With their dick in their hands.
Especially at this time of night, you know?
Yeah, really, man. I guess I should have known. Do you do this a lot?
When I'm bored, yeah. I just actually started back doing it. I've been kind of homeless going here and there and shit, so it's kind of been hard for me. But whenever I could get a chance and try to just meet somebody, kick it or something.
Where were you living when you were homeless?
Like on the streets and shit. Different girls' houses and shit.
In San Francisco?
All over, really.
So are you still homeless?
Yeah, actually I am. Yeah.
How come?
Why, do you guys help with places or something? Or?
No.
Your one-on-one conference has ended. You've been matched. Say hello.
Hello? Hello? Sorry?
You have now blocked this caller. You've been matched. Say hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? How are you, love?
I'm good. What's your name?
My name is Donnie. So what is your name, love?
Julia.
That's a pretty name.
Why, thank you, Donnie.
Are you enjoying yourself, Julia?
I am. I mean, Donnie, I should tell you, I'm recording this call. I'm working on this audio project, but that's why I'm on here. I'm just talking to people. I work in radio.
Am I on the radio now?
No.
And so you work in the radio, and then at night you feel lonely, and you want to call and maybe talk to a nice man such as myself?
I mean, that's
not... Are
you
by yourself?
I am, yeah. But, Donnie, I should say that I'm having trouble believing the accent. Your accent doesn't sound very good.
Well, if I wasn't British, why would I be talking with this accent? Really, so this is not a good of an accent?
No. No, it's not.
Shit. Alright. Okay, you got me.
Yeah.
So what are you trying to find out on this?
You know, honestly, I had no idea what was going to be on here, but as soon as I got on, I realized it was dudes wanting to have phone sex, and I assumed if I talked to people long enough, I'd find some people that just wanted to talk.
I mean, what do you expect, though? Because it says, like, even on the thing, it's like...
No, I know.
You know what I mean? Like, with straight females or whatever, you know what I mean?
I know. As soon as I got to the menu, I was like, okay, well... And then I kind of felt like the asshole because I was on this line being like, I just want to talk. But, like, the fact is the menu sets you up to, I don't know.
Well, I'll talk with you.
So why were you using the British accent?
The British accent?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fun.
Does it make you feel more anonymous or something, not using your voice?
Yeah, I mean, there's a sense of, like, anonymousness with it, I guess. But it's more like, it'll sound weird, but, like, I like... to like imagine like a scenario where I'm somebody who I'm kind of not, I guess. Some girls it gets them hot, you know.
Yeah, for some reason being totally anonymous here for me hasn't been like quite enough. I know that it's the sound of my voice.
Yeah, you have a nice voice.
Yeah. Other people have told me this on this phone line, but I think probably just because they wanna phone sex.
Well, you're on the radio and shit. They didn't give you a job on the radio for not having a. You know what I mean? You gotta take a compliment, will you?
Yeah, thank you. So, have you ever tried it with your regular voice?
No.
How come?
It's more exciting for me with it sounds weird, but yeah, like, I don't know, I'm into it. I've always kind of, like, wished I was, like, British, just, like, sexually, you know what I mean?
Where'd you get the idea originally?
I don't really know. I mean, do you remember the show Dempsey and Makepeace?
No.
Like, I used to watch it when I was a kid, and it was, like, this crime drama, but one of the characters in it was this woman named Makepeace. And I had, like, a huge crush on her when I was a kid. She was British, so maybe that's where it, like, first started.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not like, a dirty talker, you know, normally, but, like, if I, like, flip on that British, I'll be able to, like, say some nasty shit. The girls on here, a lot of them really like nasty shit.
Do you talk to girls otherwise? Like, do you date? Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, I date. I've had girlfriends in the past, you know what I mean? Like, I had my last girlfriend was like 2 years. We were together.
Did you guys talk dirty?
Not really.
Like, did you want two more?
Yeah. I remember one time I was trying to, like, she asked, like, what I wanted for my birthday, and I was like, well, I just told her I want to do, like, some role-playing stuff. And at first she was like, okay, like, what do you want to do? And I told her that, like, I wanted to be, like, a British prince. It sounds funny, but that's my shit.
Uh-huh.
And then she would be at the king's ball or some shit like that. She started laughing.
Yeah.
Right away.
Uh-huh.
She was like, are you serious? And I was like, no.
No, but you kind of, I mean, the way they're talking to me about it now, you know, it's kind of funny. I don't mean to be judgmental. It is. You're laughing. It's funny. I'm laughing. It's kind of funny.
Sure. It's like totally weird sounding, right?
No. I mean, it's funny because the way you present it, but I don't think it's totally weird.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not that weird, right?
No, it's not that weird.
I mean, it's not like I'm dressed up like a stuffed animal or something.
Furries?
Or pop balloons, sit on a balloon on a chair or some shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yes. I think it's totally fine. Everyone's got something abnormal.
What's your abnormality?
To be honest, I'm kind of vanilla when it comes to sex.
You gotta tell me. I told you about my fucking British fantasy and shit.
I know. You're right. I don't know. I guess my biggest actual one is that I want to be a third in a threesome.
Oh, crazy. I used to have a roommate, him and his girlfriend. They would go to, like, a bar and shit and then pull back some chick from the bar. Like, it would happen pretty regularly. So it can happen. Don't give up hope.
Well, yeah. No, it actually, I mean, I know it can happen. It just happened for me.
Oh, it did happen?
Yeah. So there's this kind of...
Where?
Recently, like a few weeks ago.
Ooh!
Yeah.
How did it go? Was it good?
It was really good, yeah. I mean, mostly just because to see that something that you actually want sexually can happen as much as the sex itself, waking up the next morning and just being like, fuck, this is possible. Like, what I want sexually is possible.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So I guess I'm thinking of your British accent thing, that maybe to be with somebody where they're not going to laugh at it feels really good.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I just never had anybody who's like open to it.
I don't know. I would be open to... I'd be open to it.
Well, you into it? Are you saying you're into it?
Well, don't be so aggressive. I'm just saying, I'm saying I'm open to it.
If I just came by your house and share you, I happen to step out, the most beautiful girl. You're laughing, dude.
I know, I'm sorry. It's hard.
Sweet.
I know, I'm sorry.
to. You tell you all encouraging, but then as soon as I start talking British, you laugh at me.
I know. I'm sorry. It didn't. It's just.
You're not the first.
No, I'm not. But I'm not. I'm not laughing at you. I'm just. It's just a funny transition, right? It's kind of like when you transition to sex when you're both.
Like you have a sex track. Oh.
No, but when you're.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like that moment when you get like 6 inches away from each other. And then all of a sudden, you kind of, your brain turns off and you are having sex. I mean, it's, you're not having sex. You're like, you're making out.
So I almost got you there, huh? Did your brain turn off?
No, I mean, that's why I laughed. It's because we just weren't, we weren't quite 6 inches away from each other. You know what I mean? We were like 3 feet away from each other. I'm really comfortable with you, but.
So, okay.
I don't know. Maybe, no, you're right. Maybe we should just try it. Maybe we should just try it.
So you say your name is Julia?
Yeah.
What are you wearing, darling?
I'm wearing clothes. I'm wearing jeans and tank top.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame. What do you want me wearing?
Which I find clothes to be a bother.
I do too. Do you mind taking them off?
First, you take your shirt a little bit. Maybe unbutton your first button on your pants.
Okay, I can do that.
And what do we have there?
A mix of cotton lace panties.
All right, it's a fine fabric. What color would they be?
Lavender.
Who's lavender?
Are you going to take your shirt off?
Oh, I'll unbutton.
Unbutton? Yes. You're wearing a button-up shirt?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, my shirt's off, and boy, I'm feeling hot. Stretched out now. Would you like to lay back where you are?
I think I might.
What about your shirt? Do you mind taking it off, maybe?
Yeah, I'd be okay with it.
And you have a bra on?
Yeah, I do.
I would like to bite that bra right off, snap the elastic that's going around your back.
That might be kind of hard.
Would you like that?
I wouldn't mind you...
If I just bit your bra right off and snap the elastic...
I wouldn't mind you taking it off a bit more gently.
Well, I can be gentle, too. I was very slowly just going to unhook the back and slide it over your head. Would it be often?
Often?
Your bra, maybe on the floor.
Often. Yep, it's often.
I tell you, Julia, you have my trousers in a crumpled bunch. Well, I have to tell you, Julia... My coat feathers are ripe for a dusting. Would you fancy a roll in the old cabbage patch with me?
Yeah, that sounds great.
So we skip to the old cabbage patch and I have a knock around your bangle snoot. Give a big crunch to the old who whistle. You must have had mommy's apples because they're shining so bright. Maybe you take a bite into one of them and my teeth will fall out.
That's great.
You won't mind coming over to my lap for a bit of snuggery?
That sounds just fine.
That's right. Come on over and film one of my degrees. Oh, Julia, you just tickle a bit of my little Benedict Cumberbatch, would you? Oh, that's right. He likes that. Salute to the Queen, Cumberbatch! Salute to the Queen, Cumberbatch!
I'm sorry.
Okay. I laughed too.
I know, I'm sorry. It's funny.
Well, it's not funny. It's a beastie living in my...
Living in your trousers.
I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I don't know. What are you doing tomorrow? You want to get a drink?
Sure. Are you serious?
Yeah. You still there?
Your one-on-one conference has ended.
That's it for Love and Radio. The show was produced by Julie DeWitt and myself, Nick Vanderkolk, with help from Pat Mesiti Miller. You can hear more of Julie and Pat's work on the NPR show Snap Judgment, which you can find at snapjudgment.org, or on numerous public radio stations around the country. If you like the show, please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, subscribe and write a review on iTunes. I don't really care about being popular, but the more people who listen, the easier it is for us to produce more episodes. So do it. Thanks for listening.
Give me like three more. But if the queen herself walked in, I'd slap across her face to get one smell of your hair. That's weird, right?
Yeah.
All right, one more.
Okay.
You get along fine with a British mate such as myself, who could tickle your tatty up into the wee hours. I don't know.
Pat, can you give me... God, I want you to suck on my little Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, take a taste of my little Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, Julia, you just tickle a bit of my little Benedict Cumberbatch, would you?
That's right, he likes that.
Oh, that's right, he likes that.
Okay, that's pretty good.